You're listening to Ultimate Rock Radio on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM and worldwide on the web at WMFO.org.
Move your mind and get ready for the drop.
Listening to Ultimate Rock Radio. I'm your host, FR. Good morning, Boston, New England, America, the whole wide world. How you doing today? Good, I hope. I got a great show for you. Later on in the show, we're going to be doing a top five Billboard countdown. But right now, I'm going to play something new for you, something we just got in from the UK. And the track is called Sedate, and it's by a band called Bowman. Enjoy.
We'll be right back.
All right, that was a band called Bowman, and they're from the UK. Track was called Sedate, and they usually play around Manchester and surrounding cities. And before that, we had A Beautiful Life by Dorothy. Coming up in about 10-15 minutes, we'll be doing a top 5 Billboard countdown. So keep it locked right here at MFO 91.5 FM. All right, so stay tuned. Here's another new one for you. Track is called Bomb Through the Breeze, and it's by Hannah Wicklund. And it's from the album Hannah Wicklund and the Stepping Stones, going out to Barry out in Florida. Here you go.
Bomb. dinosaur.
Listening to Ultimate Rock Radio, I'm your host, FR, and you just heard Dinosaur by Theory of a Dead Man. Before that, we had Nobody Wants to Die by Rival Sons, Bomb Through the Breeze by Hannah Wicklund, Sedate by Bowman, and at the top, we had A Beautiful Life by Dorothy. You're listening to WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM and streaming live worldwide on the web at WMFO.org. All right, today I'm going to give you the top five songs the week of April 4th, 1964, according to Billboard. All five songs were by the Beatles. Top five songs of the week of April 4th, 1964. I'm going to play them all for you right now, right after this important announcement about bullying.
You are a waste, a loser. Everyone hates you. Why don't you just stay in your car and keep driving? I'm serious. Drive until you run out of gas, then get out of your car and walk until you find someone who doesn't think you're dumber than bricks. Could take a while, but at least all that walking might burn a couple of calories.
You may not witness bullying like this every day. Your kids do. They want to help, but they don't know how. Visit StopBullying.gov to learn safe, simple ways your child can help stop bullying. Be more than a bystander at StopBullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
Okay, you ready to go back in time? We're going back to the week of April 4th, 1964, where the Beatles held the top five songs. Amazing. A magical year. All right, here we go. Enjoy. At number five, Please Please Me by the Beatles, the week of April 4th, 1964.
Last night I said these words to my girl. I know you never even tried, girl. Come on, 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 please. Show the way, love.
very best in 1964.
Four.
It's such a feeling that my love I can hide. Yeah, you got that something I think you'll understand. It's such a feeling that my love I can hide. Yeah, you got that something I think you understand.
Best in 1964.
Three.
Very best in 1964.
Two.
Two.
1964.
One. Can't buy me love. Say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I got, I'll give to you. I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. Can buy me love. Everybody tells me so. Can buy me love. No, 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 no. Say you don't need no diamond rings, and I'll be satisfied. Just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me
Right, so there you have it. The top five songs from the week of April 4th, 1964. They were all Beatles songs, and that was according to Billboard. The Beatles scored 11 top 10 hits during the year 1964. with I Wanna Hold Your Hand, She Loves You, Please Please Me, Twist and Shout, Can't Buy Me Love, Do You Wanna Know a Secret, Love Me Do, P.S. I Love You, A Hard Day's Night, I Feel Fine, and She's a Woman, the most among all other artists. Okay, you're listening to Ultimate Rock Radio. I'm your host, FR, on WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide on the web at WMFO.org. Okay, I have about a half hour to go, and we're just going to keep banging out the tunes for you. I'm going to play some random tracks. Not sure what I'm playing yet, but we're just going to do it up. Sound good? All right. Actually, here's something we got in a while back. Band is called We Are the Catalyst, and they're from Sweden. Track is called The Awakening. Enjoy.
There's Dad on the inside, reaching for the TV remote. Mom looks at Jimmy. Jimmy takes his feet off the table. Kelly with the...
You can't get exercise jockeying for the remote. Your body needs real activity, and so do your bones. Without weight-bearing exercise, you could lose bone mass.
But it's Dad down on the shag. He smothers the remote. It's Dad by a full body length.
Go to AAOS.org. Then get up, get out, get moving.
You're listening to Ultimate Rock Radio on WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM, and live worldwide on the web at WMFO.org.
Playing you the greatest hits of all time.
You're listening to Ultimate Rock Radio. I'm your host, FR, and you just heard How You Like Me Now by The Heavy. And before that, we had Chantel by Satch Karen's Band. Before that one, we had Going Out by Jennifer Tefft and The Strange from The Strange Beginnings album. And at the top, we had The Awakening by We Are The Catalyst, a band from Sweden. I also spun the top five songs the week of April 4th, 1964. And they were all by the Beatles. The songs were Can't Buy Me Love, Twist and Shout, She Loves You, I Want to Hold Your Hand, and Please Please Me. All by the Beatles, they held the top five spots the week of April 4th, 1964, according to Billboard. And get this, they had a total of 11 songs on the charts that year that reached the top 10. Unbelievable. 1964. That's crazy. And they didn't stop there. They just kept plugging away with hit after hit all the way up until they broke up in 1970. On April 10, 1970, McCartney said in a press release that he was no longer working with the group, which sparked a widespread media reaction and worsened the tensions between him and his bandmates. Legal disputes continued long after his announcement, and the dissolution was not formalized until December 29, 1974. Which legally became the end of an era of the greatest band of all time, the Beatles. Okay, that's going to do it for my show this week. I'll be back next Friday, 11 a.m. Hope you guys join me again. In the meantime, be kind to each other, never let anything get to you, and never give up on your dreams. I'm going to leave you with a couple of tracks, maybe three if I have time. Not sure which ones yet, but hang in there, you might like them. All right? So hope all is well, stay safe, and I'll catch you next Friday, 11 a.m. Take care.
listening to Ultimate Rock Radio on WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM, and live worldwide on the web at WMFO.org.
Thank you.